Transition. The use of word kevala only prohibits all other process such as the cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, or performance of austerities and fruitive activities. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Our Krishna conscious movement stresses the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only, whereas those who do not know the secrets of success for this age of Kali unnecessarily indulge in cultivation of knowledge, the practice of mystic yoga, or the performance of fruitive activities, or useless austerity. They are simply wasting their time and misleading their followers. When we point this out very plainly to an audience, member of opposing group become angry at us. But according to the injunction of Shastras, we cannot make compromise with these so-called jnanis, yogis, karmis, and tapasvis. When they say they are as good as we are, we must say that only we are good and that you are not good. This is not our obstinacy. It is the injunction of Shastras. We must not deviate from the injunction of the Shastras. This is confirmed in the next verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschachari Sutarini. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Again, this is for my personally purification. I was given this task today to give class on Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know whether I'm qualified, but I'll try. So the topic is very interesting. The use of the word kevala only prohibits all other process such as the cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, or performance of austerities and fruitive activities. Actually, we have four yoga dharma, and in all four yogas, the self-realization process is different. When we take Satya Yuga, the self-realization process was meditation on the Lord Vishnu. We read actually in Shastras that they do 100 years, 1000 years, 1000 years, 10,000 years, they do the tapasya, yoga, meditation. And after that, actually, they get actually self-realized. So difficult. Then it comes to Treta Yuga, the performing sacrifice. They have to sacrifice so much. Dwapara Yuga, elaborate temple worship. They do the temple. We do actually very simple way. But in Dwapara Yuga, the way Jewish used to temple worship was so elaborate. And Kali Yuga is so simple, chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Now, out of four yugas, the worst one is Kali Yuga. And Krishna has given a very simple process, that you just chant the name of Krishna. In Adilila 17:21, actually, we just, a couple of weeks ago, actually, we learned, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hi Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatarinyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way, there is no other way. That means, in Kali Yuga, you just chant. Nama Sankirtan. You just chant individual, you can chant in congregation. And this is a very simple process. And funny enough, even though of all these four yugas, this yuga is the most difficult one. And Krishna has given a very simple process, just chant. But we don't have a time for even chanting. Very simple, Krishna says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Three times that you repeat it. For the layman to understand, we have to repeat three times. And Krishna repeated, because we are laymen. Actually, I am a layman. And Krishna actually repeated three times, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare. And what is the Hare Nama? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Very simple. Krishna has given that we just chant the name of Krishna. Let's actually analyze this Mahamantra. So what is actually this Mahamantra is? When we call Mahamantra, Hare Krishna. Hare is a internal energy of Krishna. Who is that? Radharani. So, what we are chanting? Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna Radhe Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna Radhe Radhe. The first part. Hare is Radhe. And Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who is the Ram? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, when he given the mantra, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Ram is Balram. And who is the Balram? Balram is the first expansion of Krishna. That means Krishna and a Ram, Balram, there is no difference. So now I am chanting Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. What I am chanting actually, exactly. I know the mantra is given, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare is Radhe. And Ram, again, that is Krishna. So I'm just chanting, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. And if you further analyze, Srila Prabhupada actually is saying so nicely, in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the form of Radha and Krishna combined. So, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha and Krishna together. That means Radha and Krishna, there is no difference again. So, what I am chanting now? I am chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. You following me? The real name actually we are chanting is just Krishna. Though the mantra is given, because actually the mantra is given by Krishna himself, so we can't argue. So we have just taken Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So what are we chanting? Name of Krishna. Now we'll see, here he's saying, Kevala means only. You chant only the name of Krishna, nothing else. You don't have to do any other process. You don't have to do struggle, all this knowledge and austerity and karma, nothing. You just chant. And what do you chant? Name of Krishna. Now we'll see why the name of Krishna. That we can chant the name of Ram. We can chant the name of Vishnu, or we can chant the name of Krishna. But why are we chanting only Krishna? Sachinandan Maharaj actually gave very good seminar, especially after the Kartik, he normally gives the seminar on Harinam Sankirtan in Radhakund, near there. And his book is written, and he's saying that, one minute. It's a very good book written by Sachinanda Maharaj. And he's telling about actually the difference between the name of Vishnu, the name of Ram, and the name of Krishna. He's saying, Vishnu ekekam namapi sarva vedadhikam matham tradadi nama sahasrena rama nama samam smitam. Chanting one name of Vishnu give more benediction than studying all the Vedas. That means if you just say Vishnu is equal to one more than benefiting studying all the Vedas. That means I don't have to study any Vedas. No books, nothing. I just chant Vishnu. But then, he's saying further that if you say one name of Vishnu, one name of Ram is equal to 1,000 name of Vishnu. One name of Vishnu equal entire studying entire Vedas. And one name of Ram equals 1,000 name of Vishnu. But now I change my mind that instead of chanting Vishnu, I can chant Ram. Because one time Ram equals 1,000 times Vishnu. But then there is another analysis given, and on that one, he's saying that one name of Krishna, Brahmanda Purana, that is saying that one name of Krishna is equal to 3,000 you chant the name of Vishnu. So now if you see the formula is one time Vishnu equal entire Vedas. But then one time Ram equal one time 1,000 name of Vishnu. And if you take one time of name of Krishna, that is equal entire 3,000 name of Vishnu. So Krishna name is very powerful. That's why we chant the name Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, there is a little something problem on my laptop. So that means I should chant the name of Krishna. The Krishna Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna comes in the form of his name. So his name and Krishna, there is no difference. Like there is a difference between object water and water itself. By just when you thirsty, And if you just say water, 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 you can't quench your thirst. You have to drink, because that object is different than the name itself. But here, Krishna and Krishna's name, there is no difference. And Krishna's name is so powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has taken this from his guru Ishwar Puri in Gaya. Actually, a few weeks ago, we studied this sloka again, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to perform Shraddh, but actually he went to see his guru. Now, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he wants to set up the example that without guru you can't get a knowledge. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langete igrim yat kripata muhamandesi guru dinatarine. Mukham karoti vachalam. That actually, the mercy of guru, literally you can do anything and everything. To establish that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has actually gone to Gaya and taken initiation and taken this mantra from his guru. And actually, as soon as actually he taken this, he became actually madman. He was chanting and dancing. He was chanting and dancing in the street like a pagal, like a madman. So he went to his guru and he said, Kiba mantra dila gosai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying to his guru, Kiba mantra dila gosai, Kiba tara bal, japite japite mantra karilo pagal. Gosai, oh my lord, what kind of mantra you have given to me? What a strength of this mantra. As soon as I started chanting, I am become a madman. And sometimes I'm dancing, sometimes I'm crying, sometimes I'm laughing. So what kind of mantra you have given to me? Because this is the power of this mantra. And that's why actually we don't chant the name of Krishna, Vishnu, we don't chant the name of Ram, we just chant the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his guru was just smiling, that yes, guru knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Krishna. I'm so fortunate that actually he taken actually initiation from me, I'm become his guru, but he is Adi Guru. He's the guru of the guru. And he's so humble. And actually he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that who can actually chant this mantra? Who is really qualified to chant this mantra? In his Sisastama, he's saying that actually the person who is very humble, who is actually very tolerant, he can actually chant this mantra very nicely. So here he's saying, to qualify to chant this mantra, one has to be very tolerant, one has to be very humble, and if you develop this quality, then you can chant this mantra. Ramachandra Bhagwan time, when he came as a Purna Purushottam God in this planet, he was following this austerity in everything. And because of Ramchandra Bhagwan, there was actually no disease. Everything was actually flourishing so nicely. Even there was no death, unless if you want death. That means Ichchamutyu. If you want to die, you can die. If you don't want to die, you can don't die. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, actually, we can bring the same type of facility in this Kali Yuga. Why? Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna came in the form of his name. And if you just chant his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So if you just chant this name, literally, there will be no problem. There will be no death. We can even stop the death by just chanting this. But we should have a faith. It's an important thing, actually, we should have a faith on this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, when he got this mantra from his guru, he said, he declared that I have a total faith on my guru. Because I am experiencing myself that actually by chanting this mantra, I became actually pagal. I became a madman. And I just want to chant and chant and chant. And sometimes we'll be chanting, sometimes actually he's crying, sometimes laughing, sometimes actually joking, sometimes dancing. Sometimes the tears coming from his eyes. And when I chant, actually, I just want to finish, actually, I want to complete my round. When I complete my round, I wish I can get that feeling that I can cry. I'm acting like, actually, I'm a madman. So I'm waiting for that day. One day it will come. That's actually, we want to just carry on chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Prahlad Maharaj, actually, what he's saying? That I don't want nothing. He's saying to Krishna, I don't want nothing. Because by chanting your name, I get a transcendental bliss. I don't want, apart from that, I don't want nothing. Only thing I want is just keep me engaging, chanting your name. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Krishna. And he's saying that I feel so sorry for these people in the world. They're suffering because they don't know the real process. And because of that, actually, they're just struggling whole day and whole night. 24 hours, actually, they're struggling for their existence. They're struggling for the happiness. They are searching for happiness, but they don't know where to find. They don't know the process. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that actually we are very fortunate that actually we have found this process. Just chant and be happy. And if you continue doing this, chanting and dancing, and a very simple process, chanting, dancing, and feasting. We have three things to do. Chanting, dance. Titi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai. Titi Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Titi Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jai. Jagat Sila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada has given actually this such a nice, beautiful process. He came, he took actually so much trouble all the way to the western country. And he gave this process to us. That is given by Krishna himself. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is our business, this is our duty. If we go, like you know, Ramchandra Bhagwan actually, when his time, there was even no death, we can bring the same situation, same facility, by just chanting. That is our job, that is our duty. To go, and give this Mahamantra to everyone. Especially this month, actually, marathon. 28,742 books so far, actually, they distributed. They're still distributing. Whether it's a cold, whether it's a rain, they're going out. This is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. That you, if you want my mercy, go out in the street. Vishwan Prabhu knows very well. Go out in the street and distribute my love of God to everyone. Distribute this love. And if you do this, guaranteed, you will go back to Godhead. That's actually our ultimate goal is that we want to come out from this misery, Janma, Mutyu, Jara, Vyadi. I want to come out from here. Actually, nowadays I'm doing funeral service. And I tell you, there are so much opportunity to preach. Because that is the only time. Diwali time, Christmas time, party time, they don't want to know Krishna. Birthday time, they don't want to know Krishna. They want to have a party. But when there is a death comes in the family, I tell you, the whole family, they are ready. Whatever you tell, this, yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. I'll do this. Yes, Prabhu. But this is, so I thought, this is a wonderful opportunity. They want to do anything and everything. Because why? They're frightened. Intellectually, they're frightened of death. Why they're frightened of death? Because they don't know the process of success. What is the best way to get success in this life? They don't know. And that's why they're frightened. They're frightened every second. They're hiding everything behind. But if you see reality, they're frightening like anything. But they're hiding. They think they're enjoying. They are enjoying temporarily, but they are not really enjoying. And they're searching. They're searching and they're searching. But they don't know the real process. And real process is given. If you want to actually know Krishna, if you want to enjoy your life, if you want to get success in your life, and just chant the name of Krishna. It's so powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is saying that Gosai, what sort of kind of mantra you have given to me? Japite japite mantra karilo pagal. That every time I chant, I become a madman. And this is a sign of actually a true devotee, the self-realized soul. Many times actually in the morning we chant Mangalarti. And if you see across the room, including myself, many times we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Half we sleeping, half we chanting, but still we are chanting. Our mind, that the Krishna name is going on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is actually we're chanting. Sometimes if you see some devotee, they're walking, you think any time that they're going to fall down. The way actually, Hare Krishna. Literally half sleep, but still this chanting. One time one gentleman came, Englishman, first time to the temple here, and in the morning he said, oh, everyone meditate. He said, yes, so aarti finished, Tulsi aarti finished, everyone sat down and he was looking around and still going on. And then everyone is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They open up that mala bag and Hare Krishna. And within a few minutes, I would say a few seconds, he saw that actually one person was actually Hare Krishna. Like half lips are just open, some half eyes are open, some chanting while walking, they are actually, you don't want to walk next to him because any time he will fall down like half sleeping. So he went to the one person, he said, what is this going on? He said, they meditate. Is that how they meditate? And he said, yeah, this is how they meditate. But they're meditating. He said, at least, they wake up 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, for the Mangalarti. In their mind, that is there, the mantra is there. That's why actually they come, they wake up in the morning. People don't want to get up that early, but actually they get up in the morning. They come, they take bath, they come here. They're tired. But still, their mind is there. They want to chant. And the chanting is very important. Doesn't matter whether you are half sleep, whether you are full sleep. Sometimes actually the person actually is just gone. Sometimes you can hear, Prabhu, come on. But actually the mind is still there. It is chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The soul is listening, soul is chanting. Actually, one time, I told last time, one time I went to hospital. Two sisters, one sister called me that, Prabhu, can you come and chant Hare Krishna mantra to my dad? He was unconscious, literally literally dead. For 1 week he was unconscious, couldn't do anything. As soon as I went to the hospital, she said, the other girl said, "Oh, I told you not to call anyone. What did you call him?" In front of me. I said, "Okay, if you don't want me, I'm going. You called me, that's why I'm here. But if you don't want me, okay, fine, actually." So I started just walking down, and the other sister said, "Oh, please, Prabhu, please, Prabhu, please come, come. Can you just chant one time, just 5 minutes?" But I said, "Your sister doesn't want." He said, "Oh, I'll try." So she went to her sister and said, "Please, can you let this devotee come to the room and chant in front of our father?" And she said, "I told you how many times, don't call anyone." And she was shouting. And I was in the middle of that, actually. I was actually touring apart. I said, "They're calling here, and I want to go." And then actually finally I said, "Look, sorry, I'm going." And some other people, they were looking at me, and I said, "What's happening?" I just started walking, and then actually the sister came and said, "Please, please, Prabhu, can you just come for just 1 second? I said, "Okay, I will come, but if your sister will come with me, then I will go in the room." And her sister said, "If you want to go, you go. I don't want to come. I told my sister not to call, but actually now I said, okay, you can go, but I don't want to go with you." I said, "Fine, then I'm not going, I'm going out. If you come, then I will go." Now there was a dilemma what to do, because she didn't want me to go. Now they want me to go, but I said, "I don't want to go unless if you come." And then actually, "Okay, then actually you want me to go, then okay, because of my dad, I'll go." Because I know that for her dad. So she came with me. I said, "What are you going to do now?" She was so arrogant. "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm just going to chant the name of God." He said, "Okay, then get on with." I said, "Okay." So I just, Ugram Viram Mahavishnu Jalam Tam Sarvato Mukham Narsingam Visanam Bandram Mutru Mutyu Namam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I just chanted. And I was chanting for a few times. As soon as actually I chanted for a few times, she was standing at the side, both sister. I was standing this side. The father was lying down in the middle, like literally dead, no conscious at all. And the father smiled. He said, "What have you done? What have you done?" I said, "I didn't do nothing. I just chanted the name of the Lord." He said, "For 1 week my father was in the bed. He didn't do anything, no movement at all. And the last 3 days, for 24 hours, I'm with my father. Because I love my father so much, for 24 hours I'm here." He never responded anything to me. I could see he was smiling. I said, "That's the difference. Because you are talking to the body. You try to wake up the body. And what I'm doing here, I try to wake up the soul. I'm talking to the soul. And that is the difference." "Yeah, but I said, what?" I said, "I haven't done anything. I was just chanting the name of Lord Krishna. And when Krishna, the soul hears the name of Krishna, the soul is very happy. And when one is very happy, normally he smiles. Ananda." So I said, "That's why actually he's laughing. He's smiling." She couldn't believe. And then she said, "Can you spend a little more time, please?" Now she wanted me to spend more time. Then actually I started reading Bhagavad Gita. I opened up chapter 12. And I started, you know, the Bhakti Yoga. I was just reading. I finished whole chapter 12, just Sanskrit and translation. I finished that within an hour, and I left. When I was going, she was running after me. He said, Prabhu, I'm so sorry. I never realized actually that what I was doing." I said, "This is what actually one has to learn. That you don't see the difference between the body and the soul. For you, is everything is one just body. You don't know what the soul is. And if you understand the soul is, then you will know that how important this mantra is. The mantra is very powerful. But Krishna himself was chanting this mantra and became a pagal, became a madman. If Krishna can get actually mad by chanting, we should get mad as well. It's so powerful. Japite japite mantra karilo pagal. That every time you chant this mantra, and if you don't chant the mantra, then actually you feel the separation. You feel there is something is missing in my life. When the devotee actually, they don't chant, excuse me, devotee when they don't chant, then they feel the pain. That something is missing in my life today. Because I haven't chanted my rounds. I haven't chanted the name of Lord. Unless and until you chant, the soul won't get satisfied. And for us, for the devotee, it is very important that actually we understand the meaning of the mantra. Okay, what we are chanting, why we are chanting. And if you get experience, then what is our job is, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, you talk about Krishna. Give the upadesh. And what is this upadesh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And if you actually give this mantra to everyone, like when Ramachandra Bhagwan was there, that time actually there was even no death. Ichha Murti, whenever you want to die, you just decide that, okay, now I want to die. The same situation we can bring, but that means we have to bring that situation. How can we bring that situation? That if we chant this mantra individually or congregation. And if we chant this, that's why actually in the beginning of my Krishna conscious in London, Soho Street, I used to work around there, and devotee lunchtime, they just come out and chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna. There is a jingle bell like ting, 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 ting. And as soon as you hear, you know that actually they are here. And when I used to go, as soon as I hear ting, 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 before I hear anyone chanting, and I used to change my route. I said, I don't want to go near them. I used to feel bad as they're chanting on the road. So I used to go other side because my friend used to tell me, what are they doing? I said, I don't know. They are mad people. I used to tell, they are mad people, they're chanting on the road. I used to go other way. And after a few years, not just a few months, after a few years, I was going every day to Soho Street. Why? Then I actually understood that why these people are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the street every day, whether actually there is a snow, whether there is a rain, whether there is actually hot weather. They are actually on the road chanting every day. And why are they chanting on the road? Because there are so many living entities there in the street. They don't get a chance to go to the temple. They don't get a chance to hear this. That they go out of their way, the devotee, every single day. And sometimes actually I used to get joined, and my friend used to say, what are you doing with them? I said, I'm chanting the name of Lord. And then they said, oh, you one time you were telling me that they are mad, so you are mad as well. I said, yeah, I've become a mad now. I'm going to the street. So every lunchtime I used to go in Soho Street. And this is actually the power of Mahamantra. He's attract. And once you actually attracted to this Mahamantra, no one can stop. Once you become a devotee, I think it's very difficult to become a devotee. But once you become a devotee, it's more difficult to go out of the devotee life. If you want to go out of the devotee life, I think that's haunting you all the time. Especially this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, he's haunting you all the time because you don't want to actually follow. His mind is coming only that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So if you want to just chant this Mahamantra, you are gone. If you don't want to actually become a devotee, don't even try this mantra. But once you try this mantra, you are gone forever. You never live, is gone. It's difficult to to make someone devotee, but once actually they become a devotee, if never, they can actually have a break. We say actually he's gone out of Krishna consciousness. Nobody can go out of Krishna consciousness. They have a little break. And that break could be actually 1 day, 2 days, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, one lifetime, next lifetime. But one time he will definitely come back because the power of this mantra is too much. Kiba tara bal. Krishna is saying kiba tara bal. That the power of this mantra's power is so much. That once you chant, you're going to become a mad man. So, many times people say these Hare Krishna people are mad. Are we are really mad? We are, actually, I agree, I'm mad. Because that's why actually I'm chanting. That's why I'm here. So, let them say actually we are mad. And we are actually, they are not wrong. We are mad people. They're saying mad people. What is wrong with that? But mad in a right way, we are mad people. We are mad by Krishna. We are mad by Srila Prabhupada. We are mad by the devotee. That's why the association of devotee is very important. And if you chant this Mahamantra in association of devotee, there will be success. So if you want to get success in the life, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And jaade dekho, taade kaho Krishna upade. Especially this month is a marathon month. Try to go out, meet as many as people you can, and just distribute this love of God to everyone. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Any comments? Any question?